On the day of the 9/11 attacks on New York and Washington, I was working in my office as usual. I was deputy head of the British Security Service, responsible for its intelligence operations. I came out of the room and my staff was standing watching the television in silence. It was difficult quite to take in what we were seeing. But we quickly recognized that this was terrorism and came to the immediate conclusion that Al-Qaeda was responsible.